Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as heavily reported on various journal platforms, it's actually an in-depth analysis from the Wall Street Journal as to whether faster internet is better. Spoiler alert, it is not. It's part of the journal's broadband project. We're looking into it after these tech headlines. Facebook will start giving users more control over what data is shared with the site, a step toward a pledge of enhanced privacy options. The company is rolling out a feature called Off Facebook Activity, which will let users see information that apps and websites gather on them and then send to Facebook. People can use the tool to prevent that data from being associated with their Facebook accounts. With part of its new tool, Facebook will both screen apps for potentially inappropriate data and allow users to report any that slip through. Netflix will keep gaining subscribers in the U.S., but the streaming content company will lose market share as rivals like Hulu keep bolstering their old platforms. eMarketer says overall, Netflix's share in the U.S. streaming market will fall to 86.3% by 2023. That's from 90% in 2014. That's at a projected 87% this year. In July, Netflix reported its first drop in U.S. users in nearly a decade. The Journal's Micah Maidenberg breaks it down at WSJ.com. Electronic Arts' Apex Legends should still meet its forecast to a mere $300 to $400 million in net bookings for fiscal 2020. This is despite recent social media backlash. Reddit shows us that a small sample of players this week found that most would like the event's main feature, the ability to compete solo rather than on a team, to become permanent. Most respondents also said they plan to continue playing Apex Legends. And with that, EA shares rise 1.8%. Coming up, the cold hard truth about faster internet and the underlying question. Is it worth it?
Better, faster, greener. Supermicro Resource Saving Server and Storage Systems with Intel Xeon Scalable Processors reduce the cost and environmental impact of your enterprise infrastructure. Learn more at supermicro.com.
WSJ testing shows typical U.S. households don't use much of their bandwidth while streaming. The Wall Street Journal studied the internet use of 53 of our journalists across the country over a period of months in coordination with researchers at Princeton University and the University of Chicago. The Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran has more.
We put a small computer and a high-powered Wi-Fi router in everybody's home, and we worked with researchers at the University of Chicago and Princeton who created a software that would basically study the speeds of big, heavy bandwidth streaming applications like Netflix, that kind of thing. And so what we were trying to get at the heart of is, do faster speeds give you a better streaming experience? Because the way that broadband providers sell us, market internet to us, a lot of it is around buy faster speed so you can have a better streaming experience at home. We want to just test, is that true? The study found that beyond speeds of about 100 megabits per second, you're not going to see much benefit to getting faster speeds as it pertains to streaming video.
The tests were of the stress variety. The results? Clear.
What we did was we had a stress test where a bunch of our journalists streamed seven things at once in their house. And these are high bandwidth things, live TV streaming services, HBO, and all kinds of things. And we wanted to just see, you know, how much does this stuff use? And at the parts when people were streaming seven things at once, they'd average not more than about 7 megabits per second. And here we are being marketed things like 100, 300, 500, a gigabit.
But we did learn having a faster speed is technically beneficial, marginally.
For important indicators of streaming quality, like resolution and startup time, having a faster speed only led to a marginal benefit. For instance, for startup delay, which is how long it takes for a video to load after you hit play. The difference between all of the speed tiers that we had from like 15 megabits per second to speeds over 250 megabits per second, we only saw a difference of less than a second for Netflix, Amazon, YouTube in terms of startup time.
So ask yourself, perhaps, is less than a second worth it? If you ask me, kinda. You can find the full analysis at WSJ.com. Download the latest episode of The Journal to hear more. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.